Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
Is anybody? You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, I say the good old days weren't so very good, B.D.
B.D.?
Yes, before Does. Before this new kind of soap arrived to do everything in the wash. You know, Does, D-U-Z, does best. Why, B-D, before Does, I've heard some women just couldn't get along without a washboard.
I know I couldn't. My greasy work clothes always needed lots of hard scrubbing. It was tough work getting my towels white, too. And my colored rayons, they soon lost their sparkle, B-D, before Does.
Some wash day. No wonder so many ladies who didn't became ladies who does. This new kind of soap really does everything. It gives you all this. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, plus greater safety for the pretty rayons you wash. That's why the good wash days now are A.D., after Does.
I'll say, with Does, there's no hard scrubbing. Yet see those work clothes all fresh and clean?
No soap anywhere gets tough dirt out easier than Does.
And my towels, you just couldn't ask any soap to get them whiter.
Sure, Does gives you the whitest white your wash line has ever seen.
There's no more fussing over pretty rayons. Does leaves them perky and bright.
Does is extra safe for colors. Yes, ladies, wash days are different, A.D., after Does. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does everything. And now, Does invites you to visit the Goldbergs. In another few hours, Molly and her little group will bid Greensville, Texas, and Elsie Warren farewell for the last time. Jake has already left. He took a plane for Mexico in the belief that the young boy was still there, but no sooner had he gone than a call came through from Lastonbury. It was Seymour. Amadeo, the boy, had arrived in Lastonbury. Why, how, and with whom, Molly has yet to discover. Bertie went off to call Amadeo to the phone, and while Molly waited, the wire suddenly went dead. Listen.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Nobody on the line?
Operator.
Mom, please don't get nervous.
Why shouldn't I get nervous? I haven't sufficient to make me beside myself, huh?
Molly, hang. They'll call you back.
So I'll hang. So I honk. So I'll hang. Oh, if Bertie was calling the child, after all, I want to speak to him. How old is he altogether? 8, 9 years old? He's in a strange nation, surrounded by strange faces, where a strange language is spoken. Oh, this is a fine how-do-you-do for me now.
Mama.
Very fine, very fine. The sojourn away from my native village was not a happy experience. Not in the least and not at all.
Molly, don't make a molehill out of a mountain.
How can I not, David, please? If I was acquainted with the child, after all, he's a relation and he's a stranger to me.
He won't be a stranger to you very long, Mom.
Bertie should only know how to manage with him.
He's not an infant, Ma.
An infant is easier than a child in years, Rosalie. An infant you feed and you dress and he eats and he sleeps. But a child of years, 8 or 9, you have to use words, you have to use gentleness, you have to use psychology. And a child that goes from one environment to another environment, if he gets the wrong first impression, then all will be hopeless in our relationship, perhaps.
But how do you know he won't like Bertie? Seymour, I'm sure he'll love.
Well, if the child wasn't a double orphan, maybe I wouldn't be so depressed.
Molly, can you help yourself? The child is there and then you are here. And there is one third of the United States between you. North Carolina, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania.
All right, David, please. I know my geography also.
All right. So stop being nervous, Molly. We'll be on our way homeward bound this afternoon, no?
Yes.
So?
So what, David?
So in less than 24 hours, the child won't be alone. He won't be surrounded by strange faces, and all will be well.
Nevertheless, I want to say hello to the child before I leave
here. Miss Bertie will call you back if she was disconnected.
But I don't know on which side of the wire we were disconnected, on the Texas side or the Lastonbury side.
So ask the operator.
Ask, Rosalie.
Molly, you're getting nervous, Molly. That disposition is something very new for you.
This way of living is new for me also, David. Figure out how long I'm away from my fireside and my threshold, please.
It's the trend, Molly. And if millions of people are away from their home fires?
No. Is it good?
Did you heard me say it's good? But the sign of a person is the way he can take life and living, whichever and wherever he must.
Uncle David is right, Mom.
All right, Rosalie. All right. Just console the operator. I don't know how to adjust. I don't know how to take life and living, whichever and whatever, huh? Oy, only everything at the moment is so beside me. Papa is flying to Mexico to get the child. The child isn't left, and there he arrives without a reception from us. No matter how distant our relationship is, nevertheless a relation.
And even not a relation. It's a child.
Of course.
Well, you spoke to Bertie. Bertie will take care of him.
In 24 hours, he'll be home.
Home. Bertie went and rented all my rooms in my house. Maybe she also rented my room and your room.
Molly, since when do you cross bridges? Since when?
Stop biting your nails, Mom.
Console the operator, Rosalie.
Console.
Then sit down, Mom.
How can I sit when there's so much to do?
Sit.
I'm sitting.
Hello? Hello, operator. I was talking to Lastonbury, 96. And you disconnected
Not
me,
96,
operator.
96, 96 is a difference.
Hello? I was talking to Lastonbury, 96. Yes, and...
Bill?
You disconnected me, operator.
Long distance.
Say long distance.
Long distance.
Little.
Ma, please.
Person to person.
Person to person.
Yes. Please.
Look, I should go to say Bertie Schlissel.
Bertie Schlissel.
You can change your latitude also, Rosalie.
Ma, please.
Spell out the name.
Hello?
Schlissel. Spell out the name.
Please, I know.
Spell out the name. S.
Ma, please. Spell out. I want to go to Bertie Schlissel.
Bertie Schlissel.
S-C-A.
That's right.
That's right.
Capital.
Yes.
L.
All right.
Completely spelled the question.
Well, she's from
Texas.
Knows.
She don't know the name from Texas like
knows.
They know in New York those names.
Hello? Oh.
Well?
All right. Thank you.
Brother, thank you, Bill.
Well?
She'll try to get them back. And, Ma, please try to relax.
Is everything packed?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes, Ma.
What did you leave out for the train?
What we're wearing.
Handkerchiefs did you left out?
I think so.
Think so. See?
I will.
Then?
This minute, if you want me to.
I do. Take out three handkerchiefs for you and for me. Are you equipped, David?
Yes.
Is Mike all packed?
About Mike, you don't have to worry.
Why not?
Elsie's taking care of Mike. Elsie and Mary.
But I don't want to be late.
He wouldn't be late.
Did you leave out the comb and a toothbrush and a few essentials?
I put everything in our little handbag.
That's all I'm asking. Did I ask for it, David? Look at the latitude of the child's and you know I'm so upside down. Oh, will I be glad to be home. Oh, will I be glad to be cooking on my own stove already.
You will, Mom.
You will, Mom.
Oh, I'll have to get acquainted with my own environment again. You think my chickens will remember me or my cows?
Believe me, one here chick, chick, chick from you, and they'll all come running to you.
Oh, I wonder who was milking my cow, Daisy. I wonder who.
Didn't Bertie tell you? Mr. Fernandez came over and took care of the stock.
That's how I forgot.
Because you're nervous, so your memory is nervous, too. Who is Mr. Fernandez?
He's the caretaker on Mr. Reynolds' estate.
Oh, so how has he got time to do our chores?
In exchange for keeping his cows in my barn.
Oh, he ain't got a barn.
Mr. Reynolds don't like livestock on the estate.
Ma.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike Hilton can get a job with Mr. Fernandez, and he can learn a little of that farming and gardening from him, and then he'll know.
And that's a possibility.
And that's a good possibility. Maybe Mike can live with them also?
No.
Why?
Because, firstly, I want Mike to live with us. And, secondly, they live in a small caretaker's house.
Did you ever meet his daughter, Mom?
Once I saw her in a grocery.
She's beautiful. She's
very beautiful. Take it quickly, Rosalie.
Take it, Rosalie.
I will,
Mom.
I'm thinking, Uncle David.
So take it.
Right, Uncle David. Please, I'm taking it. Hello? Yes, Mrs. Goldberg, we were disconnected.
Hello? Bertie, I know. I want to talk to the child.
He's right here.
Yeah, how is he, Bertie?
Oh, he's a handsome boy, Mrs. Goldberg. He looks just like a cousin of mine.
How is he?
Oh, he's fine. He's fine. You know, I never saw such a remarkable resemblance to my mother's side of the family.
That's so. Tell me, Bertie, dear.
He doesn't look like any of you at all.
Listen, as a matter of fact, he looks more like me than he does like you.
Yeah, only see that he don't catch a cold.
Oh, don't worry. He's wearing Seymour's galoshes.
Yes, the climate is very different in Mexico. Maybe call Dr. Tater and ask him to advise you maybe the child should take something for the change of climate.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm watching his temperature. And Seymour bought a thermometer. If the child's temperature is 98 or 99... there's nothing to be concerned about.
Very well, so let me talk to him, please.
Come, Amadeo. Come here, talk to your fourth cousin, or your seventh aunt, or whatever Mrs. Goldberg is to you. Here.
Hola.
This is your Aunt Molly.
¿Cómo está, tía?
Yes.
Tenía muchas ganas de hablar con usted.
Yes. Yeah.
Hace mucho frío aquí, hay mucha nieve.
Uh-huh.
No tengo ningún amigo todavía.
Oh, my.
¿Cuándo iré a la escuela, tía? Allá en México yo estaba en el grado 2.
Ajá.
¿Con quién voy a vivir? ¿Con usted o con esta señora?
Oh, my.
Dígame, ¿cuándo llegará usted aquí?
I'll take it.
Oh, my.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Birdie, what did he say?
What? How should I know? Do I speak Spanish?
Well, whatever Molly wants to know about Amadeo, the young relative from Mexico, she'll have to find out for herself. Apparently, he speaks only Spanish. Can Molly find a way of bridging the gap between herself and the boy? Now, I'd be the last fellow in the world to tell you how to run your house, but here's one tip I would like to give you. Let Does take over in your dishpan. You've probably heard me saying, Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, look, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes, too. For example, if your main interest is suds, wait till you see the kind Does turns out. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap bursts into suds the second you pour in the water. You're not always reaching for more soap, either. Does suds keep standing up? Now, maybe you want a soap that gives fast action on tough grease. Well, it's spelled D-U-Z. There's no hard scouring. Even sticky frying pans come clean in jig time. And here's another thing I know you want in your dish pan. That's better care for your hands, right? Well, Does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them marvelously smooth. I tell you, one dozen will show you. Does best. In the dish pan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Parting with old friends does not have to be sorrowful, especially when new friends await. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.